Insurance companies are in the business to make money. Before the Affordable Care Act, one way they achieved that end was to refuse coverage to the sick. The new health care law prohibits that and blocks them from charging higher premiums to those with pre-existing conditions. But researchers are finding the industry has identified a workaround, as WHYY's Alana Gordon explains.
So if you want to insure more healthy people, how do you keep the sick away? Charge them more.
This appears to be a little bit more of a sneaky way of doing the same thing that insurers have historically done over time.
That's Harvard's Doug Jacobs. Here's how it works. Jacobs says some insurance companies have designed plans that leave people with HIV on the hook to pay for a larger share of their essential medications, as much as about $3,000 more. Jacobs says the strategy is to scare away people with chronic conditions like HIV from seeking coverage with those companies.
What we could begin to see, if this practice is left unchecked, is a race to the bottom in drug plan design.
His finding echoes a formal complaint filed last spring against insurers in Florida.
I think the larger lesson here is that we really need to be vigilant in overseeing health insurance companies for practices that would discriminate against patients.
The group Health Federation of Philadelphia reviewed plans in this region and found that Aetna's most common policies push more drug costs onto HIV patients. In a statement, the company said its goal is to help members remain healthy, and they're reviewing their plan designs for next year. Consumers can check their own drug benefits on healthcare.gov. The federal government is reviewing new regulations that would ban such practices in the future. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.